Just recorded.
Oh, that's right. Oh. I haven't done my hair, so I can't be recorded. Push Jane over me.
I don't.
Oops, sorry, we're on. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to read verses 31 to 39. I think it's that anyway. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Now in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so really, I just want to remind us of that, because sometimes we need reminding that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not because of the good things we do, not because of our our goodness or our righteousness, but because he loves us, because he is all-powerful, and he will not let us go, which is great. He will not let us go. He loves us so much. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. You cannot be separated from God. We can do things that upset him. We can do things that God's not happy about. We can do things like that, but that doesn't affect his love for us. It might affect his ability to work through us. It might affect his ability to use us. It might affect his ability to touch other people's lives through us if we're doing the wrong things, showing the wrong things. But it doesn't affect his love for us. Nothing you do can stop God loving you. Nothing you can do can make him love you any more. Nothing you do can make him love you any less. We all know this, but sometimes it's good just to remember it. I don't know what hardship some of you are going through at the moment. It says here, doesn't it? Where is it? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword. None of these things can separate us from God. Neither height nor depth, anything else in all creation, angels or demons, present or the future, nor any power. Nothing can separate us from how much God loves us. And it doesn't matter, you know, I said to the people at Dean Wood on Friday, it doesn't matter how old you are. Hannah was there, she's 3 years old. I was going to see my dad afterwards, he's 93 years old. Doesn't make any difference how old you are. Doesn't make any difference how young you are. God will always love you. He always has loved you. He always will love you. And as we think about things, as we share things, as we take communion in a few minutes, let's just remember that. Have that background. Have that background this week as you're facing all sorts of things. Nothing will stop God loving you. Nothing will stop God loving you. You're going to sing number 10, and then it's over to you lot to sing or share or read, or we'll just be quiet, as I say, for a little while, and then we'll take communion.